Hallelujah. Now we're on live. Let's give our online family a great big shout out.
Hallelujah. 现在我们开始直播了。我们给从网上加入我们的家人们一个呼喊。
Good to see you. God bless you.
很高兴见到你们，神祝福你们。
And this shofar blast is for all of you in the house and all of you online. Perfect timing.
现在我们要吹的号角声是为了现场每一个会众以及网络上加入我们的家人们。此时吹响这个号角真是一个最佳时机。
The question tonight, and the word the Lord's given me is asking you, are you called for the kingdom of God?
今天晚上首先我要问你的问题也是神给我的话语，就是你是否领受神国度的呼召。
It's deep. Are you called for the kingdom work?
这是一个很深的问题，就是你是否是受神国度的呼召。
Church work in your head, okay? Nothing wrong with that.
在你的头脑里，你的思维里，你要知道，国度的呼召并不是指你在做教会的工作，虽然做教会的工作没有什么不对。
Not a career, nothing wrong with that.
也不是在进行你的事业，虽然进行你的事业也没有什么不对。
Not a denominational work, nothing wrong with that.
也不是在做教派的工作，虽然那也没有什么不对。
Not even a five-fold ministry work, nothing wrong with that.
甚至不是在进行五重职事的事工，虽然那也没有什么不对。
Is your mind focused on answering the kingdom call, meaning that which God created you for?
而是你的思维当中是否认知，你回应国度的呼召，就是在回应神创造你的生命目的。
The Lord says that tonight.As we come, we just finished the ninth of Av, and I'm going to review, a short review of what happened in the last 3 weeks, what God is saying, and then you're going to accept the invitation of your call.
我们刚刚经过了三周的险峻峡湾，所以说今天晚上聚在一起的时候，我们要来快速的检视一下过去在险峻峡湾神对我们说什么。并且你要去接受神对你生命呼召的邀请。
Okay, you don't need anybody to say, oh, I wish I was there. No, you'll be fine. In fact, even if it's in the archive and you line up, it's the fact is there has to be a time where there's from your heart to his hand that you say, I'm going to answer the kingdom call.
蜡笔对着我们说，有的时候我们会想，哦，真希望那个时候我在这里，我在他们当中。但没有关系的，即使你没有及时来到现场，或是在当下参与网络的直播，而是事后收听语音档案，并且透过信息对齐。因为事实是，终有一个时刻是使你与神心手相连的。
That you say, I'm going to answer the kingdom call.
在那个时刻你跟神说，我要回应属神国度的呼召。
The kingdom call, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this earthen vessel. Amen.
你跟神说，我要回应神国度的呼召，而这国度的呼召就是愿神的国度降临，愿神的旨意行在我这个属地的器皿上，如同在天上一般。 Amen.
So let's give a great big shout out. They say, Father God, let every wall come down, but I might receive the word of God, fertile soil, tonight, Yeshua's name.
天父，让每一个高墙都倒下来，使我能够领受神的每一句话语，在我心田的好土中，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's give a great big shout.
我们一起吹响号角。蜡笔说，接着我们要请提姆牧师夫妇为我们燃起今天安息日的烛火，同时我要请我的妻子克里斯蒂一起上来为我们祷告。
Because I really, this is something that we really have had a burden for a lot of years, is that all the people who connect with us, whether it's in House of David or online, the online community.
蜡笔说，因为这么多年来我们对于我们连结的人，不管是大卫之家的会众，或者是格兰卓事工伙伴们，一直都有一个负担。
We want you to answer the call.
我们要你回应你的呼召。
See, when you answer the call, then you become that bridge of canceling the excuse for some person to say God's not real.
在你回应呼召之后， 你就可以去取消某个人说神不是真实的这样子的借口。
You do that because you have power.
你能够取消这样的借口是因为你有能力。
It's not a message, it's not a track, and all those things are good, but there's an encounter with your very presence that comes.
你去取消这样的借口并不是透过一篇信息或者是谁走过的路，虽然都很好，但是神借着你同在在那个氛围中，说没有真神的借口就会不攻自破。
It comes when God's calling is working in God's kingdom in you.
你之所以有这样的能力是因为神国度的呼召和他的国运行在你里面。
You don't even have to say anything. Your presence coming into a room changes the atmosphere.
所以甚至不需要言语，只要你走进那个环境当中，那个环境的氛围就被改变了。
Are you that one person?
拉比问，你就是这样子的人吗？
Get this in your head. I'm going to say some real simple things that you're going to realize that you believe it, but the way you think doesn't line up with it.
拉比说，我要你把这些事情放在头脑里面，接着下来我要告诉你们一些很简单的事情，让你明白你相信，但是你思考的方式并没有与你所相信的对齐。
One God, one kingdom, one body, one church. It's all one.
一位真神，一个国度，一个身体，一个教会，都只有一个。
One new man to create a new man.
作为合一的新人，使我们成为新造的人。
Look at the diversity of what we've done to battle those very simple truths.
拉比说，但你看看我们做了这么多不同的事情，却与这么简单的真理不相符。
And that's why it doesn't work.
这是为什么不管我们做了多少事情都没有功效。
This is not a dictatorship. The king and we are his children.
我们刚刚说到一位真神，一个国度，一个肢体，一个教会，不是独裁，因为神是他国度的君王，我们是他的子民。
And he's a very jealous God. We're just in a season of the latter rain where he's not blessing some of the things that were tolerated in the past.
神是忌邪的神，我们正在神降下末后雨的季节当中，神不会祝福某一些我们在过去一直容忍却没有改变的地方。
There's no favor on it.
很明显，在这些神不喜悦的事情上面得不到神的恩惠。
But I don't know about you, I want to have a reset to reform.Be part of that reformation transformation that's going to take place to prepare this world for his second coming.
拉比说，我不知道你怎样，但是我肯定要为了改革而重置，成为改革转化当中的一份子，使这个世界为耶稣的复临做好准备。
So when you do that, you have to understand, you have to be able to understand tonight if you can get this. It says, many are called, but few are chosen.
如果你也愿意，今天晚上你一定要明白什么是被召的人多，选上的人少。
All sorts of commentary on that.
当然，对这个经文有很多不同的阐述。
I'm just going to tell you what it means to me via the Holy Spirit. If you're chosen, it means you're invited.
拉比说，透过圣灵，我要告诉你，他对我的意义就是，如果你是被拣选的，你就是被神邀请的。接着，拉比打了一个比方。他对台下的一对同工夫妇说，现在我要去以色列了，我选了你们夫妇跟我们一起去。如果他们的选择是他们同意跟我们一起去，那么接下来他们得配合我们要去的日期来调整他们的活动以及已经安排好的事情，准备好旅费，在他们离家的这段期间找人来照顾他们的狗，甚至是为院子里的植物浇水。
All the thingsThey're going to have to say, not only say yes, but you're going to have to prepare because you were invited.
也就是说，他们不光是说好我们要去，而是他们要开始准备，因为他们是受邀的。
If the invitation comes, then you have to prepare everything else to line up to be able to go.
也就是当这个邀请来到之后，你要使每一件事情都对齐，预备妥当，使你能够顺利赴约。
What happens is people are called of God, but they don't choose to activate the invitation.
但现在的问题是，人们受神的呼召，但是他们却没有行动去启动这个邀请。
That's why it says few are chosen.
这是为什么他说蒙召的人少。
The few are chosen are the few who will actually receive, activate, change, and walk out the invitation.
那少数蒙召的人就是真实领受这个邀请，并且为这个邀请做出改变，实际为邀请付出行动的人。
Your call is not your purpose, your plans, your desires.
你的呼召并不是你为自己所盘算的目的、计划和你渴望的事。
You answer the call and born again. You die to those things and you resurrect with an empowering of now coming out of a soul and spirit of man, Adamically cursed spirit.
当你重生并且回应呼召，你向着自己过去所盘算为自己的目的、计划、渴望的事情死去，就是你向着你自己因着带有亚当的罪性带来咒诅的灵与魂死去。
And it's resurrected and the Holy Spirit comes in and says, Now I invite you to walk in the kingdom.
然后圣灵来赋予你复活的大能，并且邀请你进入神的国中。
But I will not violate your free will.
但是圣灵是不会违背你个人的自由意愿。
And there's a struggle between, is this the Holy Spirit, or is it me, or is it some other spirit?
这个时候你会出现挣扎，你会想这是出自圣灵，是我自己，还是从别的灵来的呢？
Only way to sharpen the discernment is the renewing of the mind by the washing of the word, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of God.
唯一使你的洞察力可以变得很清晰，去知道你所挣扎的答案，唯一的方法就是透过神的道，也就是神的话语的洗涤，使你心意更新而变化。因为信道是从听道开始，而所听的道就是神的话。
The invitation comes to prepare.
所以当神的邀请来到的时候，你必须有所预备。
Discipleship.
这个预备的过程就叫做门徒训练。
I could say many are saved, but few are disciples.
我可以告诉你们，得救的人很多，但是作为门徒的为数不多。
This message is for you. I'm going to consolidate what's happened in the last 3 weeks during the dire straits. The struggle between the impatience of when Moses came down the mountain with the tablets.Came in agreement with the naysayer saying he's not coming back. Let's take care of it ourselves.
这篇信息就是为了让你接受圣灵的邀请并启动这个邀请。拉比说，所以我要再为你整理一次。在前不久险峻峡湾三周当中，当摩西从西乃山上下来，带着神写给他律令诫命的石板，但山下的百姓却因为失去等候的耐心，认同了那个挑唆是非的人，说摩西不会回来了，让我们自顾自吧。
Those that won't wait on faith and they build a golden calf, all of us would be guilty of that in different situations.
所以当时他们就自己造了一个金牛犊作为膜拜的对象，而在当今的现代，我们每一个人也因着自己不同的状况，对等候神的应许失去耐心，为自己找到神以外新的依靠。
In the Hebrew, that period of time between first straits is where justice. We ask the Lord for justice.
而在希伯来历当中，险峻峡湾的起头就是公义，我们要向神求他的义。
Anything we said, thought, or done, an action or deed that was contrary to waiting on the instruction,and moving out in our own mind, where our soul drug us out to go build the golden calf, you need to get that cut off.
任何我们所思所想所做的事，在行为和行动上与神的指令相违背，没有等候神的指示，而是让自己的想法跳出来主导，任凭我们的私欲牵引我们去铸造一只金牛犊。当你醒察在这险峻峡湾的三周中有这样子的现象跟情况的时候，你要去砍断。
And then we come to the ninth of Av.
接着我们来到了艾伯月九号，也就是险峻峡湾的最后一天。
Where the spies go out. 50 miles in, 40 days. 150 miles out. Everything God said through Moses, there it is.
也就是那十二个探子被差派去探勘应许之地。他们来回一共走了500英里的路程，花了40天， 在应许之地所见所闻，就如神借着摩西所说的
Milk and honey, fruit,
是流奶与蜜之地，果实也都是硕大无比。
But the ten on the ninth of Av used to focus on the giants.
但是在 Apple 月九号的时候，十二个探子当中的十个探子，他们选择把焦点放在他们在应许之地所看到身形高大的人。
Choose to make a proclamation that they are grasshoppers and to take them up on it.
并且这些探子做了一个宣告，就是我们在这些巨人的眼中就像蚱蜢一样。
Caused 40 years of wandering.
他们所说的、所想的、所做的。使得以色列人在旷野漂流四十年。
To kill a generation that would not believe God and His kingdom.
直到那一代不相信神的应许和他国度的百姓，死在旷野后，新的一代才得以进入应许之地。
See, God took down one of those giants with a small shepherd boy and a rock.
神最后是用一个年轻的牧羊人，也就是后来的大卫王。撂倒了其中一个巨人。
This isn't about balance scales. This isn't how big is your army, how big are your resources. This is about how big is your God.
这与你用什么来衡量无关，也与你所面对的敌人身形无关，与你有多少帮助无关。真正关乎的是你的神有多大。
Because when you answer the call, you cut the chains of carnality and humanity.And everything Adamically cursed, and you say, "I'm through with that." You've invited me.
因为当你回应呼召的时候，你砍断了属肉体以及自尊骄傲的锁链，还有所有属于亚当犯罪所带来的罪性。你说这些已经不能牵绊我了。神是你邀请我。
Think about that. The Creator of heaven and earth sent His only Son to invite you to be a part of His team, His family.But he's not going to force you.
想想看，这位创造宇宙天地万物的主，差派他的儿子来邀请你加入他的阵营，成为他的家人，但是他不会勉强你。
You have to say yes.
你必须自己决定，并且回应他，是的，好的。
Tonight, the Lord's given me a word with seven symptoms and seven things that you'll be able to let filter through your soul, your mind, will, and emotions.And say, oh my gosh, I'm experiencing four out of the seven. Could it be that during this time of the dire straits, it's been so dire because the Lord's been trying to awaken me to say.
拉比说今天晚上神透过我要告诉你们七种现象和七件事情，以这些来考量你的心思、意念、情绪、情感，检视自己是不是有半数以上的情况都雷同。可不可能是因为在之前的险峻峡湾当中，你碰到这么艰难的事，是不是神借着这些事情试图唤醒你，使你回应说
Lord, I can't do it without you. I totally surrender.
主啊，没有你，我做不到，所以我完全降服于你。
It might be your night tonight. Start in a Sabbath's rest.
拉比说，今晚可能就是你启动神对你呼召的时刻，但现在先让我们进入安息日的安息中。
The scripture that has been running through my head all day long.
接着提姆牧师说，今天有一句经文一直在我的脑中盘旋，它是撒迦利亚书第十章第一节，当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
We're there. Time to ask the Lord for the Spirit.
而我们此刻就在这样的季节当中，我们要求神降下圣灵的雨来。也许现在大地很需要有雨降下来滋润土地，但是大地同时需要神降下圣灵的雨来。因为当你看到黑暗横行的时候，属神的人需要被神赋予能力，并且进入圣灵的水流当中。所以当今天晚上我们燃起安息日的烛火，进入安息日的安息中的时候，让我们求主。
This earth needs your rain, it needs your spirit.
神啊，在我的心田里需要你所降下的春雨，也就是你的灵浇灌。
Let him come, as he's preparing you for what's getting ready to happen.
让圣灵来浇灌你，因为神正在为即将发生的事情预备你。
The miracles and the working power of God is going to flow through those who will answer this call. So let it be us. Amen.
让神迹以及神运行的大能流向每一个回应他呼召的人，也就是流向我们。
The blessing first in the Hebrew.
让我们来说燃烛的祷词，首先是希伯来文。
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Eloheinu melech haolam.
Asher
kitchen and be mitzvotav. Vizavanu. Lahadlek. Ner shel Shabbat. And now in the English. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by your commandments and commanded us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
并且吩咐我们燃起安息日的烛火。
Christy prays for us and prays that I can communicate, pray that you can receive.
接着拉比请妻子 Christy 来为我们祷告，让我可以说得明白，让你们可以听得清楚，并且神彰显在我们当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Scripture says, think about it. We say this, but where two or three gather, there who? He is.
想想看经文上怎么告诉我们的，马太福音十八章二十节，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Yeshua, he's here.
耶稣就在这里。
He's here, so strong in here tonight.
尽管我们在这里可以强烈的感受到耶稣与我们同在。
He's here. So Father God, I just pray that the reality of his presence and his presence online would be real to you.
拉比于是祷告说，神就让你在此处的真实性，也让在透过网络收看收听的家人也感受到你同在的真实性。
Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving for your presence in this place.
接着是克里斯蒂的祷告，他说，天父，我们为你此刻与我们同在向你献上感恩跟赞美，即使有些会众的家人没有与你同在，你还是独自前来，因为这里是一个属天的门户。而天父，谢谢你让我们可以聚集在这个美丽的门户之下。天父，我们谢谢你邀请我们来到这里，也为那些致力来到这里的人献上感恩。天父，我们知道有一天这里会挤满了人，甚至连站的地方坐的地方都不够，因为你把丰收带来这里。我们感谢赞美你，我们求主预备这些人的心，他们的心会改变，他们会清楚听到神你的声音，他们会看到你手中的工作，他们会清楚听到你的声音，他们将经历与神的相遇。天父，我们谢谢你，今天晚上你预备我们的心，是我们为即将到的丰收，以及去帮助这些被丰收的人预备他们的心，神，他们的心会被独一的真神所触动。神，我们为此刻加入我们的人，或者是即使在未来看到这个信息，不管是几天之后、几周之后、几个月之后，或者是几年之后，我们知道这里传讲信息的声音会一直继续下去。所以天父，我们赞美你，为你的同在、你的爱赞美你。
And we thank you, Father, that you give us a way out of all of our hardships, and that amazing way is repentance.
天父，我们也感谢你，因为在我们心中有难处的时候，你给我们一个出路，这个出路就是悔改。
So Father, we've gone through the worship tonight, and now, Lord, we say we repent for anything and everything that would hinder us from hearing the fullness of what you want us to see and hear and experience this night, Father.
所以天父，在敬拜你之后，我们要说，我们为任何拦阻我们听见今天晚上你透过这个信息要让我们听见、看见或者经历到的完整性，我们都悔改。
Because time is getting shorter.
因为时间已经越来越紧迫了。
And things are becoming dire, even though we are out of the dire straits.
而且即便我们已经走过险峻的峡湾，我们知道每一件事情还是越来越艰难。
But we praise you that you have kept us. You will continue to keep us for all eternity because our names are written in the Lamb's book of life and they shall not be blotted out.
但是我们知道 你会一直保护我们直到永恒，因为我们的名字都在羔羊的生命册上，不会被抹去。
Because we are going to stand, we are going to fight with the word of God, we are going to fight with the love of God, we are going to fight with the faithfulness and the mercy of God, and each one of us in here, Father, are going to be warriors, Father, for the kingdom has need, the kingdom has need for the harvest to come forth.
神，我们会坚强站立，以你的道作为我们征战的武器，以你的爱、怜悯和恩慈来征战，并且神在这里每一个人都是战士，因为神的国度需要我们，丰收就要临到神的国度。
And we praise you and we say, let it rain, let it rain.
我们赞美你，并且我们说，让圣灵的春雨降下来。降下来
let it rain, let it rain.
让圣灵的春雨降下来，降下来。
Thank you, Father. Let it rain.
天父，谢谢你，让圣灵的雨降下来。
Hallelujah. We give praise, Father, that the rains are coming.
天父，我们谢谢你，圣灵的雨正在降下来。
All over the world, every continent, every home, Father, every individual.
圣灵的雨要降在全地上。降在每一周、每一个家庭、每一个个人身上。
Let it rain.
就让圣灵的雨降下来。
In Yeshua's name.
耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is God calling you into His kingdom work?
神是否呼召你进入他国度的工作？
I'm talking about right now.
而且我说的是现在，是此刻。
He's doing a new thing.
神正在做一件新事。
Can you see it?
你看得见神正在做一件新事吗？
No, he's doing a new thing, and it's already begun.
神所做的这件新事已经开始了。
Can you see it?
问题是你有看见吗？
There are already people moving out in it. Can you see the new thing? You're going to see a video at the end of this, what we're doing in Kenya.
已经有人开始进入神所做的新事当中。拉比也再次的问我们有没有看见神所做的新事。那么他说，在这次的信息结束之前，将会有一段影片介绍克兰卓事工正在肯亚做什么事。
It's a new thing.
我们在那里所做的是一件新事。
It's a new thing that the foreign minister of Israel and the World Zionist Organization would partner with us.
这件新事是由以色列的外交部以及世界锡安组织。与我们一起合作的。
That's a new thing.
这绝对是一件新事。
I don't think it's ever been done before that I know of, on official capacity. It's a new thing.
拉比说，就我所知，以非官方的能力在做这样子的事情，是史无前例的。所以无疑，这是一件新事。
God calls you to become the person He created you to be.
神是否呼召你去成为那个他所创造的你？
To do the things.He desires you to do.
去进行他要你做的事。
So he wants you to become that person, but the activation of the transformation of becoming that person is doing the things he tells you to do.
想让你恢复成他所创造的样式，但如何去启动你的转化，成为神一开始创造你的样式呢？就是借着去做神要你做的事情，使这个转化发生。
Not saying, yes, Lord, I will become the new person and then you do things on your own that you may be very good at that you're not having to walk by faith in.
而不是跟神说，神好的，我会成为新造的人，但是却继续做自己想要做的事情，而这些事非常可能就是你擅长和拿手的，所以在完成这些事上无法操练你的信心。
When you choose to walk in your calling with God and His purpose, you need to take spiritual and practical steps.
但是当你选择回应神的呼召，活出他对你的目的，你需要在灵里和实际上都迈出步伐，采取行动。
Spiritual and practical steps. You have to take steps.
也就是不管是在灵里或是实际上，你都必须要采取行动。
I think most people miss it is they either don't take any steps at all, or it's all spiritual, or it's not practical at all.
那比如说，我所看到的是，有的人他回应了呼召之后，他没有任何的行动，或者说他太属灵了。以至于一点都不实际。
God is calling you to be spiritual, to get the instruction, make the vision plain, write it on tablets.
神要你在灵里取得他的指示，以至于你有意象，然后将这个意象写在板上。
Wait on it, which is faith. Then when it's time to come, run with it. You have to go.
然后在信心中等待时机，当时机到了，你要开始执行你所写下的意象。
So what's happened in the last 3 weeks?
所以我们还是要来检视，在险峻峡湾的三周中发生了什么事。
So 3 weeks ago, when we start into this time of the dire straits, the Lord basically asks you a question, and the question is this: Are you understanding? Are you a prophet? Or are you called to prophesy?
所以在三周险峻峡湾一开始的时候，神问了你一个问题。就是你明白自己是受呼召成为先知，或者是受呼召去为主发预言。
One of the two is true. You're either a prophet, and if you are, you need to answer the call. And if you're a believer, then all believers are called to prophesy.
不管是哪一种角色，都是真实的。你要吗？就是一个先知。而如果你明白自己是个先知，你就要回应神先知的呼召。
And if you're a believer, then all believers are called to prophesy.
如果你没有先知的职分，你是一个信徒，那么所有的信徒都被呼召去为主发预言。
All believers are called to speak out and say what God says.
为什么这样说呢？因为所有的信徒都被呼召来说神要说的话。
So we start into the dire strait with what is the biggest thing that's there?Words.
所以这几周我们不断地在看险峻峡湾在历史上一开始是从哪一个点进入的，或者是种种的探讨，都会发现险峻峡湾最大的议题就是围绕在话语上。
You say,
它关乎着你说什么。
Are your words lining up with God's plan for your life?
你口中所说的话有跟神对你的生命计划对齐吗？
Or are you cursing God's plan by saying what you think about situations?
或者你所说的是你所看见的环境跟情况，但是却与神的计划和旨意有所抵触。
So that's the first week.
所以这是在几周之前，险峻峡湾开始四部曲的第一部。
Second week, the Lord came with the fourth river.Of that which has not been seen before.
在第二周的时候，神给我们的话语是关于第四条河流，也就是处在那条所遇见的事情都是未曾见过的河流中。
You're going to have to immerse into it. You're going to understand that you've come through four chairs or four rivers.
就是拉比在台上放四把椅子，代表四条河流。从第一条河流到第二条到第三条到第四条河流的时候，就是全身从头到脚都浸泡在第四条河流中。
That the people that you fellowship in your culture and value systems are either mentally focused on what was and wherever you're focused is where you're going.
那么在你的文化以及你的价值体系当中，与你相交的人，他们关注的是什么？就会待在哪条河流中。
They're either going to be focused on what was, be reactionary to what is. They'll be prophesying what is to come with absolutely no plans other than we just like to speak out stuff into the future.
他们或者想要待在过去的荣景中，或是根据当下所发生的事情做出反应，又或者是他们喜欢对未来发预言，但是却不为未来所预言的事情做计划，只是光说不练。
The fourth river of that which has not been seen before.
或者是浸泡在第四条河流中，在这条河流当中所发生的事情都是前所未见的。
We talked about the water in Ezekiel coming out of the temple. Ankle, knee, waist, and you would need to swim.
拉比说，那一次我们是以以西结书47章流进殿中的水流，一开始是到踝子骨，再来是到膝，接着水变到腰，最后水是胀起，成为可浮的水，不可淌的河。
That you would have to get to a place where you'd have to surrender and be able to swim in the fourth river.
也就是当水涨到这个第四条河流的高度的时候，你必须降服， 才能求泳在第四条河流当中。
I quoted Napoleon Hill saying, "Every great achievement is born out of a struggle."
那比如说那时候我引用拿破仑希尔的话说，所有伟大的成就都是奋斗出来的。
You understand that the struggles that you have been to take you to the fourth river, to be immersed into it, to operate as agents of transformation and change, called the Great Commission, signs following.
你要明白你所遇见的挣扎跟奋斗，一路带着你来到第四条河流，浸泡在其中，在这里所发生的转化跟改变，被称作有迹象伴随的大使命。
Stan, that's why he saved you.
你要明白，这是神拯救你的原因。
He saved you to carry him to the lost.
神拯救你，他住在你里面，使他可以透过你去接触失丧的人。
But you have to think like him.
但你必须有和神一样的思维。
That was the second week.
这就是险峻峡湾的第二部曲。
Third week was obedience is the power.Time of testing in the ninth of Av.
接着第三周，我们来到顺服就是力量。爱泼月九号是一个考验的时刻。
Av in Hebrew, one of the definitions of it is believing Father God as Abba at the edge of the promised land.
那么爱泼月的爱泼在希伯来文 Av 有一个含义，就是临近要进入应许之地的边际，要相信神是你的阿爸。
Anytime we come into this three-week period of time, everything God prepared you from Purim to say, I'm Esther.
在神的力，每一年当我们来到险峻峡湾这三周之前，神对你的预备是先从普尔开始。在普尔节的时候，你说我是以斯帖。
I'm going to cleanse myself, prepare myself, because deliverance is going to come. I'm answering the call. Mordecai has spoken to me.
我要洁净我自己，将自己预备好，因为拯救即将来到。莫迪盖也提醒我，我要回应我的呼召。
From going to Passover and going into that and saying, Yes, Lord, I'll receive the nine blessings of Passover, 50 days of the counting down of the Omer.
接着神以逾越节预备我们，我们领受记载出埃及记23章九个属于逾越节的祝福。接着进入50天数算俄梅尔
coming into Pentecost,
直到五旬节
the empowerment of everything that God has had breathing into the fire of that purpose
在五旬节的时候神降下圣灵的烈火
Now we're between Passover and Av the ninth of Av, Tishbe Av a time where everything is always tested
那么从逾越节到爱泼月九号这之间每件事情好像都经过试验
Did God mean what he says?
这些试验都在挑战我们是否相信神所说的话。
As on the ninth of Av, God fulfilled his promise. The fruit was in the land, but they chose to come out of agreement with Moses' word from God. They ended up having to wander.
因为在爱泼月九号的时候，探子确实看到神所应许给他们的应许之地是流奶与蜜，果实丰硕的迦南美地。但是他们却选择不与神透过摩西所传的话对齐，以至于最后他们落得在旷野漂流40年的命运。
So we got to come out of agreement. So the fourth river is about what?
所以我们得弃绝他们当初所认同的。那么第四条河流是关乎什么的呢？
You know, things that have not been seen before.
就是说出我们眼未曾见过的事。
Third week.
这就是爱泼月的第三部曲。
Speaking out what God said, not what the spies with unbelief said.
我们要说神所说的话，而不是说那十个探子，或者是不信任神的人所说的话。
So this ended last night, the Tishbe Av, and now God is calling you into His kingdom.
那么在经过了爱泼月九号之后，我们进入了第四部曲，就是神呼召你进入他的国度。
I want you to align your thoughts, your words, your actions, your deed, and your seed in alignment with him.
神要你将你的想法、你口中的话语、你的行为、你的行动以及你的种子对齐他。
So that he can do great exploits in and through you.
所以神可以在你身上并且通过你做出些有绩效的事。
So the question is, are you ready?
所以问题是，你准备好了吗？
You're online. Are you ready? Go ahead in the chat. Let me know.
线上的朋友，你们预备好了吗？你可以在留言栏留言。
Ready in House of David.
大卫之家的会众们，你们准备好了吗？现场的会众齐声说：“准备好了。”
Okay, thank you.
拉宾回应说：“谢谢你们。”
Really strong in here tonight. You know, anytime the a weighty anointing comes, it's really in Hebrew, it's the kavod that's here.
拉比提到，像今天晚上神的同在很强烈，任何时候你感到神同在的重量，在希伯来文里面我们叫它 kavod， 而此刻就是如此。
And it's weighty is because you're getting ready to make a weighty decision that will change your life from now to the end。
那么你之所以感到这个重量，是因为你即将要做一个有重量的决定，这个决定将会改变你的生命，从现在一直到你见主面。
A friend here that spends a lot of time in Israel, and she's here. I'm not going to point her out.
拉比说，在现场我有个朋友，他花很多时间在以色列。我不要指出他来。
The Lord brought her here because, and she knows it. She just kind of she knows why she's here. But the Lord brought you here to release that new mantle, so that when you go back to the land, you'll be walking in.That which is not just the double portion, but that which is 10 times.
今天神带领你的脚步来到这里的目的是要释放给你一个新的外袍，以至于当你再度回到以色列，你不光会有双份的恩膏，你会得到十倍不止。
That's why when I walked up to you and you almost started crying because you were feeling it.
这是为什么刚刚当我走进你的时候，你会很想哭，因为你感受到了。
That's why I came back to check you to say if you're ready, and you're definitely ready.
这是为什么我问你，你准备好了没？你当然准备好了。
Passed lots of tests. You not only love the land, but you love our people.
已经经过许多试炼，你不光是爱以色列这片土地，你也爱那里的人民。
Love you.
而他们也爱你。
But you've gone through a lot, and the idolatry of...The Jewishness and it's all been, I can, that's why I wanted to see you, it's all been baked out and now your feet are on the ground solid and all the potential Jerusalem syndrome, like Israel, all that's gone. Praise God for that.
拉比对这位女士说，在你经过许多考验之后，之前你对犹太人那种盲目的崇拜已经被铲除了。也就像我们所说的耶路撒冷症候群，就是看到什么跟以色列有关的都觉得哇哦，以色列以色列，这个烧也已经退了，我为此赞美神。而现在你是真真实实的踏在以色列的土地上了。
Because enough obnoxious Jewish people were mean enough to you to realize that we're not as special as everyone. So I'm telling the truth, don't, but anyway, I can say that, please don't say that as non-Jews, we don't like it, but when we say it, we have to take it.
拉比说，因为会有很多令人讨厌的犹太人，会无理到让你明白，犹太人和一般人并没有什么不一样。拉比说，我只是陈述事实。但是我可以这样说，是因为我是犹太人。但作为非犹太人的你们，就请你们不要这样评断我们。但是我们自己知道我们是什么样子的，我们得接受它。
See, we're going to take communion tonight.
今晚我们要来领圣餐。
I want you to prepare communion online.
所以在线上的家人们，也请你们准备好圣餐。